Shus HaRabbanim. I was asked to address a particular topic in this week's Sichas Musar, and I'd like to develop it based upon the Parshios last week and perhaps going even into this week, Pirkei Avos of last week, going into this week, and if time allows, some of the classical Sifri Musar as well. Kedoshim Tiyu began the second of the parshas we read last Shabbos, and it continues this week with Kedoshim Yiyu, specific reference to the Kohen. How do we define Kedusha? What does it mean, Kedoshim Tiyu? Much has been written by the classical Mefarshim. I'd like to share a word of the Svarno. Hashem Hishrash Chinoso B'Yisrael L'Kachem L'Chaye Olam Patem Tiuli Mamlechas Kohen V'Goy Kadosh. The whole essence of our existence is to be a Mamlechas Kohen V'Goy Kadosh. V'Yivdila Mitumas Hatavas V'Azera Nida Negoyim Al Titama B'Cholela and the Vachimos. What's the point of all these don'ts? Shiyu Kedoshim. And how could you be Kadosh? Kedesh Yidamu Liotram Kefi HaEfshar, which is the entire raison d'etre of our existence. Nase Adam B'Tzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. And it's our challenge to do as much as we can to be B'tzalmeinu kidmuseinu. Shetadamo elai kif yo'efsher bi'iyun uvemaisa. In our thought process and in our deeds. And in order to do so, the Torah goes on to a whole series of mitzvahs. The first half of Seras HaDibros, Shekol HaKavona Bem L'Chaye Olam B'Lvad, L'man Yarichun Yomechot, end of the Kibbut Aveim, refers to all five. At Ish Ima Velvev Tiro, etc. Time is not allowed to explain how he so beautifully ties in the entire Parsha to this theme. He goes on in Parshas Emor, which we'll read this coming Shabbos, and tells us that this Kedusha, as we have Kedoshim Tiyu in last week's Parsha, and Kedoshim Yiyu, referring specifically to the Kohanim, in the upcoming week's Parsha, is really the same theme. Person has to be careful, because if he's not careful, lo yeror la'osa kedusha, he will forfeit the ability to have this level of sanctity. How does one achieve sanctity? So to go back to Rashi, kedoshim tiyu shehifu prushim min ha'arayos u'min ha'aveira. Stay from away from Arayos and Aveiros. And Rashi goes further. Kol makom shatamotze geder erva atamotze kedusha. Where a person stays away from illicit relationships, but not only b'maisa, but even b'iyun in the thought process, there's kedusha. Again, kedoshim tiyu over here. and Kedoshim Yiyu, next week's, this coming week's parsha, Isha Zona V'Chalala. So says Rashi. So we see, therefore, the critical importance of staying away from arayos in the broadest possible definition as the prerequisite for Kedusha. The Ramban famously writes, even if a person is doing it with license, to be called a novel Bereshus HaTorah. But I would like to take it a different way. Pirkei Avos, we also stand between two prakim, the third and fourth prakim of Pirkei Avos. We find many attributes. We go back to the second parak. There's a concept called the Yerei Chet. Rabbi Shimon ben Asana Yerei Chet, Perak Beis Mishnaches. Rabbi Niona tells us what a Yerei Chet is. Yerei Chet, Sheyaose Siyogim Laharchek Atzva Min Ha'averus. He made for himself Siyogim, fences, Gedorim, to keep himself far away from sinning. What a critical, critical lesson. Goes back to the first parak, Asu Siyag LaTorah. And it's found in the third parak. We find all kinds of siyagim. Schok v'kalus rosh magilin le'erva, and in same breath, Mesara siyag le'Torah, Nedarim siyag le'Prishus. These are siyagim. The Mefarshim explained the juxtaposition, that you should even take certain Kabbalahs, Nedarim, as a siyag of Prishus to keep you away from Chalila v'Chas, Yimagil and le'Erva. And finally, in the fourth parak, so we've had 1, 2, 3, and 4, Heavy rots the mitzvah kalka v'chamura, uboreach min ha'aveira. Doesn't say cease and desist. It says boreach, to escape, to run away, to keep far away. This is the critical nature of our siyagim. And without these siyagim, we really cannot attain the level of Kedusha. Ushmartem es mishmarti. The pasuk which immediately precedes Kedoshim to you, Chazal say, asu mishmeres mishmarti. Make a siyag. This is critical, indispensable, for the proper acquisition of the midah of Kedusha. Let me close this forum. Actually, I'm not going to have time. And focus on what I was asked to focus on. Rabosai, the Yetzer Hara is as old as the hills. Adam, Chava, Ad Yetzer Haras, this is nothing new. What's new is the availability of the Yetzer Hara. Used to be, even not that long ago, if a person wanted to indulge himself in Yetzer Hara, and I'm speaking now primarily about what we spoke earlier, Be'iyun, not B'maisa, Iyun means contemplation, observation. One had to leave one's house and to acquire materials which were filthy. Unfortunately, there were some who actually fell in and would go to what they used to call it in those days, porn shops, and, you know, buy these magazines which are unfortunately available even today at checkout counters that perhaps don't qualify in today's lowered standard as pornography, but perhaps in earlier years would qualify. But you had to, you know, take a dollar out of your pocket, go into a store, and purchase something. You always ran the risk of being seen by others. You know, we all have a little discomfiture. We have some self-respect. So, although there were those who unfortunately were nichshol, but the average individual, certainly the average ben Torah, was presumably able to withstand this temptation. What's changed, moreover, Rabbosai, is that this now comes into your house in the form, it started with TV, and various movies available on TV, and it's exploded with the internet. Statistics teach us that the two most common usages of the internet are not Torah v'Yiras Shamayim, but gambling and pornography. Rachmona litzlan. And suffice it to say that our own machne, the machne of B'nai Torah, of Yirei Hashem, has not been spared this terrible scourge. And I speak to you, my dear Talmidim, from knowledge, not from speculation, not from what I read in the newspapers, from cases that have come to me, cases, I didn't say one, cases that have come to me of individuals, Talmidei Chachamim, even those in Klei Kodesh, Musmoch of our own yeshiva, Yirei Shamayim, who've had serious problems along these lines. How is it discovered? The wife catches him, looking at what he shouldn't be looking at. And they end up in my study. Marriage is on the rocks. Can it be saved? Try to explain to a woman that a man has been given a curious eye and he's just overcome by curiosity. And there are these things called pop-ups that even a person who's not looking for it just kind of stares you in the face, and then you just press a couple little buttons, you know, before you turn around. And it can be addictive, Rachmana Litzlan, as the professionals have demonstrated. I'm not here to prohibit the internet. People have tried it, it's failed. Not even going to try. I'm here for what we saw before. If you want to be a Yirei Chet, you have to have Siyagim and Gedarim. There's no other way. I assume everyone in this world, in this room, wants to be a Yirei Chet. You just said it, you know, a few days ago. Oy Chaim Sheyesh Bem Yirei Shemayim Yiras Chet. People davening and they're crying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shetita Lona. What are you talking about? Hakol B'Yirei Shemayim Chutz Mi'Yirei Shemayim. What are you asking Hashem for Yirei Shemayim for? The answer is, if you have Yiras Chet, that's in your hand. Because you can make Siyagim and Gedarim. And if you make those Siyagim and Gedarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless you with Yirei Shamayim. and otherwise, chalila not. Therefore, I call upon everyone in my listening audience to accept siyagim and gedarim in the internet usage. A number of years ago, I pronounced an edict in my shul, an isur yichud with the internet. Kedoshim tiyu means to stay far away, harchaka from aveira. Just as everyone in this room understands that seclusion with a woman is prohibited by strict halacha of yichud, so too, if you have a box and you're in a private room and no one knows what you're doing, and there are women true in cyberspace come to greet you, to be mekabel ponim, and people are unfortunately fall in, you have to have an isur yichud. What that means is that the internet in the house should be in a public area, not behind closed doors. Here in the yeshiva, there should be others who have access to you when you're on the internet. If it's in the library, if it's in your room, if you have a roommate, don't lock the doors, people can come in and out. Now I know you can quickly press a button when someone walks in, that's what I'm told. But okay, at least there's some accountability. Filters. I'm aware of the fact that filters can be unfiltered and can be bypassed. At least it's a siyag, it's a harchaka. Everyone should get a filter. One day will be zochet that the yeshiva will have a filter. They filter the water. Rabbi Sai. And then there are the various forms of arevim. It comes in many different shapes and sizes, in which whatever a person sees on the screen is reported to some pair of eyes somewhere. This is not our own, unfortunately, to our shame. The ones who have developed them are the Catholics, the Christians. They're the ones who did it. But it has to be done, whichever form it takes. These are halachas, halachas psukas. I'm not giving you chumah. I'm not a machmir. Those who know me know I'm far from a machmir. These are dinim. We read it in the parsha. We read it in the perek. Does it enter into our heads? We just go right on. We read the parsha, very nice. We did Pirkei Avos, very nice. We missed the boat. We missed it completely. Each and every one of us has to accept Siyagim and Gedarim. Otherwise, we don't qualify as Yirei Chet. We don't qualify as Kedoshim to you. These are titles we like to hold for ourselves. Times have changed. Circumstances have changed. But the need for Gedarim and Siyagim remains the same. Asu Siyag LaTorah. It's my tefillah. Each and every one of us will rise to the challenge of appropriate siyagim and gedarim. And with these siyagim and gedarim, as we read in the perek, read in the chumash and the mefarshim, we will all be zochet to be kedoshim tiyu, amen v'yamin.